I know. I can go.
Isn't that a good time?
Yeah.
Sorry, we had some stuff going on. I had to step out and make a phone call to get something approved.
Out. Yes. I understand. Totally so, gotcha.
I apologize for that, brother. Yes. You got some prayer requests over
I've
there,
got a
beautiful.
Few. Do you have any over there?
I would like to add Stormy Stillman. Mm-hmm. She just got. God moved. You did it, God. You did it. She just got released from. She was in prison 4 to 5 years. And she got time served. And then she had to go through the process of being released.
Mm-hmm.
And she got out at 3 o'clock. And the Lord, like around December, I'm going to share this again, but around December, the Lord started talking about 2023 is going to be the year free.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to set my people free.
Right.
There's freedom in 2023. And then I'm like, okay, Lord, I received that. I take that. And when I went to Texas, I stayed with my friend, her mom,
right.
Tanya, and we just was having coffee and talking about the Lord, you know, just fellowshipping.
Right.
And the Lord told me to speak that to her. And I was like, and I'm, okay, Lord, you know, what words do you want me to speak? And I spoke the words he wanted spoken.
Right.
She received them and started celebrating. And her daughter was just released from prison, time served.
Amen.
And then the little cherry on top, 3 o'clock. I was like, whoo, boy.
Well, you got to explain 3 o'clock if people don't know what 3 o'clock is.
It's the hour of miracles, y'all. And so the Lord, when the Lord gives me a rhema word, I take it and I hold it. And then I, you know, and he's always faithful to confirm.
Right.
You know, through different ministries or, you know, whatever, however he chooses.
Right.
He confirms that word, and I just start celebrating. And I celebrate until I see it. And sometimes my don't want to celebrate because I'm, like, waiting on it, tapping my foot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then I have to get, no, it's not your way.
Yep.
It's his way. It's not your timing. It's his timing. Wait and see.
Right.
Soon.
Not your way, but Yahweh.
Yeah, come on now. Come on now. So let's add Stormy Stillman because.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd feel more comfortable if you prayed for her because this has been going on with you and this is your situation. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Father God, we just come boldly before your throne. You are the faithful daddy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you put your hand on Stormy. You lead, guide, and direct her in all her ways. Shower her with your love, Lord. Let her feel the warmth of your love. And give her the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Show her who she is to you. So that she may fall even more in love with
yes,
you.
Yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes.
As that you send your Holy Spirit to her and minister to her. Lord, we just thank you for freedom. No freedom like the freedom you bring to your
yes,
people.
Lord. Yes, Father.
We just thank you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen.
Amen. All right.
We want to pray for Barbara Little and her family. Her husband, Vernon, went to be with the Lord yesterday.
Okay.
We want to pray for Monica, who's nervous about her dentist appointment today. And our friend and faithful listener, Mignon Sayre, asked us to pray for her.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, you know each one of these individuals in your heart. I even know one personally. And we just ask, Father, that you come upon each one of them in the best way that you can to them. Bring comfort, bring peace, your shalom, Father, your peace upon them. You have them. They're there with you. You're taking care of their needs and their wants and their desires, Father. As they press into you, Father, press into them. Peace is the thing I keep getting. Peace is what is needed here. Peace is what's needed here. Peace is what I'm praying for over every one of them, Father. Just peace. I pray peace, calmness. He's got this. He's with you. Whatever it is that you guys are asking for or praying for, he hears it, and he's working it out. So we thank you, Lord, that you are there for us. And we thank you, Lord, that you listen and answer our prayers. So everything we're asking for and everything we're praying upon, Father, we ask it all in your beloved Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. The Refuge Church is now located at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off. Heart to Heart Pregnancy Center is having an open house to meet the new director on February 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. They are located at 500 Lusk Avenue in Elk City. If you have any questions, you can call 580-243-2229.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Ernie Aragon. His title for today is Hell or Heaven. Back to you, brother.
Right on. Yeah, so I mean, as we've been already discussing, there's a lot that we're covering. I'm trying to bring across to you in this teaching, and so that we're just going to pick up where we left off. So the difference between Jesus' teaching and the teaching of the scribes was very obvious to all. This is we're talking about where he was talking on the narrow and wide gate. But also, too, this is, you could take that, the scribes could be any other book that you would have read. That's like a self-help book. The scribes refer to the respect that the teachers of the past for their authority, but Jesus spoke on his own authority. The scribes could only repeat the regulations of Judaism, but Jesus interpreted the law with authority that came from God. So there was a big difference in how he was trying to teach us about all these things. Throughout the Sermon on the Mount, Christ taught about the characteristics of those in his kingdom as seen in his list of Beatitudes. They are the poor in spirit, those who are mournful, or those who mourn over sin. They are the meek, who submit to the Lord's leadership. They hunger for righteousness, and so on and so on. They practice a higher standard of righteousness than so-called spiritual leaders like the Pharisees. While hypocritical leaders are consumed with the outward appearance of religion, true kingdom citizenship focuses on the inward reality. Their disciples are done to be honored by God and not by people. They continually confess and rid themselves of sin and seek to help help others do the same. So we're just adding layers here for you guys, so that way you're taking this foundation, okay? And then at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Christ gives a conclusion that the application of the sermon. He calls all listeners to choose a path they will take, which kingdom they will be part of. No one is born into the kingdom, at least not in natural means. It matters not if one parents were Christians, if they were baptized or dedicated as infants. No one enters until they have made a declaration to enter. What he's talking about here is that even though if your parents are Christians, even though you were baptized as a child, are dedicated as a child, none of that matters. It doesn't make you a believer in Christ. It's when you take the step forward to say, yes, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I just lost my place. See, that's what happens. Christ's command to enter does not deny the fact that salvation is by grace alone. It simply affirms the reality that those who choose God have been given grace to be saved. And that's for us as believers, we walk in the Lord's grace. We're not perfect. We're never going to be perfect. We're always going to have ups and downs. We're always going to fall on our face. And by the Lord's grace, he will pick us up. As long as we get up, repent of what we did, or the situation that happened, we bring it to the Lord and say, hey, I'm sorry. You know, whatever that is, the Lord sees that and sees that in our hearts. He recognizes that first more than anything of our confession. If you take it back to the days, you know, when Adam and Eve, you know, when they ate of the fruit, was the first thing they did? They went and hid. You know, why did they hid? Is because they were shameful of what, not necessarily because they were naked, but they were shameful for the sin that they caused because they were told not to do this. And immediately they were like, oh my gosh, we did something wrong. So, by the grace of God, he said, he takes that now. It's no longer a curse on us. He takes that off of us by giving that his grace upon us to re-embrace him, to get back up and keep moving forward in his light. And then in Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you are saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Mm-hmm. It is not from works, so that no one will boast. Even our faith, our ability to choose God, is a gift from him. So that's, when I read that, I thought that was pretty awesome. So even our faith, our ability to choose God, is a gift from him. So it's just that when we decide to have that when the Holy Spirit finally talks to us and we lock into that, that's when that gift gets brought into us. That's when we have it to walk out with him. At the end of Christ's sermons, he challenged his hearers because many would be tempted to simply stand and be amazed. They would say to themselves, no one ever spoke like this. Love your enemies, bless and don't curse them. Many have admired Christ's words throughout history. Because of his words, Christ has been called a great teacher or prophet. However, Few who have heard the words have truly felt the weight of them and been pressed to make a decision. So many people have read the Bible. You could read the Bible one for people also great, you know, the good stories, you know, that great teachings of what to do and how to do. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you got that from the Bible, but that's not what it's all about, because there's layers upon layers inside the Bible that you will never get until you've taken what you've read and put it and embed it inside yourself. As soon as that happens, that's when the Holy Spirit will awaken in you, because you'll learn how to get the Holy Spirit inside of you. And when that happens, all that you just read, it ends up like completely changing the way that you look at the Bible, how it translates to you in your life, and what the way you want it to be, or how the way the Lord wants you to live your life out from that point forward. Which kingdom will you be part of? There are two rival gates. Well, one's actually not a gate, it's a road. With two different paths, leading to two different rival kingdoms. One is the kingdom of the world, and one is the kingdom of heaven. As Christ calls us to choose one of the paths, he gives us characteristics of each, so we can make an informed and wise decision. This is very similar to the deception of the two paths of the psalm, where the psalmist describes the path of the wicked, which leads to destruction, and the pathway of righteous, which leads to life. So the righteous delight in God's word and meditate on it all day long. They become like a tree which prospers in various seasons of life. In the beginning of a worship, a hymnal of Israel, the psalmist call worshipers to choose. True worshipers follow the path of righteousness and do true disciples in Christ. So, again, what does this all have to do with heaven and hell? What does this all have to do? It's all about a choice. It's all about a choice what you're doing. It's all about how you're living your life. It's all about what you're giving to God. He wants you more than anything, more than your money, wealth, whatever it is that you think you have that you need to give him. He wants you more. And when you get to the knowing of the more of what he wants of you, then you'll know what he wants of you to do. The end result is that we are all supposed to be ambassadors of Christ. We are all supposed to find individuals that are lost out there and bring them to Christ. These are just basic core things of as a Christian. But the highway to hell and the gateway to heaven is a choice that we have to make, and we have to make sure that we're, as a Christian, I love the word Christian. It's great, but through time, it's been so muddied, and so I like to tell people that I'm more of a disciple of Christ, which changes my characteristic of being following the teachings of Christ. So trying to live Christ-like, given that most of us call ourselves Christians on a basic form. This is on a deeper level where I try to get people even for themselves that if they're walking this out, this is who truly you are. You are a disciple of Christ. And when you change that tone up on people and they hear that you've changed it from being a Christian to this, they're kind of going to look at you a little bit differently. They might look at you a little oddly, but it changes the view of what they have, because they've already got a view of what a Christian is. 9 times out of 10, most people get hurt out there from a Christian, which is very sad. And again, that's a lot. It has to deal with how they've been taught, what they've adapted their lives around as being a Christian, what they probably perceive of being a Christian is. And when they get into an environment where you see, and I've seen it many times, where you've seen someone that calls themselves a Christian and they're out in the world, they're not being very Christian-like. And you're like, whoa, you know, I had you here, but now I got to kind of check myself on you. So I'm just saying this as a believer. For myself personally, this is how I like to depict myself to people, so they have an understand. It's a different layer, different level of where I'm at with God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But as you go through your walk, as you're moving forward in your walk with the Lord, or if you've not had the Lord in your life yet, okay, this is the foundation of where you can start off from to get an even plane of where you need to know. There's just two ways. There's life and death. There's hell or heaven. You're going to either one of those. There's no question in between it. There's no gray in between it. There's nothing. There's one or the other.
Yeah.
We can deceive ourselves in believing that there is. We can deceive ourselves that there are multiple avenues to heaven. One great one that I heard is Oprah Winfrey. I don't know. You know, she says, oh, no, there's many different paths to God. It's like, no, there isn't. There's only one true way, and that's through Jesus Christ. And being that Christian that we are supposed to be, disciple, we every day need to wake up, and give thanks first and foremost before anything, before our feet even touch the ground, to what the Lord has done in our lives. And it sets your tone for your day to come through to try. And it is. You're trying to be Jesus-like, because you're never going to be Jesus, but you can try to be as close as you can to him. When you start emanating that, people start recognizing it. It's hard. It's difficult, especially if you get around certain crowds or old friends or old people that you know. They kind of want to, their spirit wants to drag you into that old world that you used to be in, you know. And it's like, you know, you gotta hold your ground. You got to hold fast on what you've been taught and what you know. So even as someone that calls themselves a Christian, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. And the reason that I say it that way is because even though you call yourself a Christian, you got to make sure your walk is on the right path of what Christ wants us to be like. Not what a pastor, not what a preacher, not what a doctrine, you know, not what a church wants us to be like. That's where we all get lost. I don't have mine. I didn't bring mine today. I have my Bible on my phone. My Bible app is what I have. It's just easier to bring. But that right there is your foundation. That's where you need to get into to know exactly where you need to be walking, how you need to be walking. I'm saying it this way, folks, because again, there's a heaven, there's a hell. You're either going one way or the other. And don't deceive yourself, because if you perceive yourself that you are a Christian and you believe in God and Jesus Christ and this Holy Spirit, you know, if you're not all entwined with all three of those elements in your spiritual walk, you're not there. And I'm trying to get you there. That's what I'm trying to help with you today, because eventually you're going to have to stand up before the Lord, and you're going to have to atone for everything that you've done in your life, you know. So staying on the right path of where God has laid you and put you, maybe this would be a good time for you to reevaluate where your walk is at. Maybe this is a good time. Maybe this is why the Lord brought this upon my heart, because he doesn't want, I mean, he wants everybody to make it over the finish line. He wants everybody to, truly does, but This verse in itself tells you it ain't going to be that way. There's only a few that are going to be able to go through that gate. Many are going to go through the other way. Many are going to go the other way because of people are being deceived in many different directions. So you need to check everything that you are doing in your walk right now, folks. You need to check and make sure that you are at the right place. Did you go to this church because you wanted to? You like the way the people look, how they did their fancy, you know, stage and smoke and mirrors and all that stuff? Are you going there because of that? How is that spiritual walk there? Are you feeling the Holy Spirit? Are you drawn to go there are you there because of you need to check all these things in these different directions that your life is being in. Are you being fulfilled and fully filled of the Holy Spirit? Do you have that down inside of you? Do you know that for sure, 100%, that you got the Holy Spirit in you? Don't be deceived is the biggest key that I'm trying to bring here. Don't be deceived. You need to check. You need to check. And you need to recheck. The only thing I could plant on you is someone that's an airline pilot, Air Force pilot. They have to check a list before that plane even gets off the ground. You need to check your multitude and your list before you get off that ground, because you only got one life. And there's only two choices. We strive to make the right choice to one day be up with Jesus. But you need to check. You need to check your walk, where you're going, if you're on the right path. If it's his path, your path, or someone else's path, you need to check all that. Right now would be a good time for you to reevaluate everything that you are as a Christian, as a believer of where you stand. Because in the coming days, where you stand is going to either shake you off of the foundation of Christ, or it's going to bring you right back into the world. Because the time is going to come where a choice is going to have to be made. It's going to have to be made. And some of it might be a severe. There are many right now Christians that are just being persecuted left and right because of their belief. We don't feel that here. It's not part of what we do. I mean, we see a little window of it where people, you know, hate Jesus and hate the churches and what they represent and all that. We see that. But we don't want to see it as bad as some nations out there where actually they're being killed for their belief. We're not there. But are they dying because of what their belief is and who they believe in? Yes. I can almost guarantee in my heart if this is what's going on, and they've already received their crown. They've already received the glory that God has got upon them because they have sacrificed themselves for the cause, for the belief. And when I look at those people that have went through that, it hurts my heart. But I already know is that, you know, God, what would it take for me to have to go and be brought into a position to where my life's going to end here on earth? Am I completely in check with God? Am I lined up with him? Did I know because of my belief that if this were to ever happen to me and someone were to take my life because of my belief and know that that's it? We're not there. Right now you have the opportunity. You have the choice. You have the chance to make that decision. Are you truly, truly, truly walking with the Lord? Two choices. The end of the game, you got two choices. And it's all up to you. And that's it.
You know, you was talking about foundation, and I like remodeling and stuff like that. Ooh, yeah. You know, tile work, and I like doing remodeled stuff. Right. Okay. And whenever you was talking about the foundation, his Holy Spirit was ministering, like, the steps one takes to before you can even pour a good foundation, you have to clear out. You have to clear out the area mm-hmm. that you're about to build. Mm-hmm. You have to level it. And then you have to, like, put sand down and kind of pack it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a process to building a foundation. And this is the best way to start.
Yeah.
Is absolutely. The Word of God. And, you know, I had to, for myself, when I made the choice to come back to God and do my best to be like Jesus, mm-hmm. I had to. Open myself to a clearing because I had some twisted thinking, some stinking thinking mm-hmm. that, you know, it. It was Word of God twisted, which is not the Word of God anymore.
Right.
If you take the Word of God and you twist it and turn it to fit and mold you, you're out of line.
Right.
Way out of line. And I had some of that myself. And I had to open myself up and first ask the Lord, search me, God. Search me. Show me what needs to go. Show me what needs to change. And one of the decisions I had to make for myself is to start reading the Word of God. And before I start reading the Word of God, make up my mind, everything I read is true. Period. Mm-hmm. Period. Every word I read in this Bible is true.
Right.
Period. It's the Word of God.
Yes.
It's truth. And then I had to open myself up for corrections, things that needed to be removed.
Yep.
And I'm still in that process. I'm still in that process.
How long you been back with the Lord?
I made the decision to come back July of 2015. I rededicated and got baptized. And I was still using,
mm-hmm.
but I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it. But God is so faithful. He didn't turn his back on me because I was an IV drug user. He didn't say, "Ooh, I can't do nothing with that, sister."
Right.
He said, "Come on.
Yeah.
Let me.
Yeah.
Just come on. Come to me. Come on. Take the steps. Come on." And it took me 2 years to get off the needle.
Right.
And now I've got a good foundation. I don't want cracks in it, man. So now I ask the Lord, show me any cracks. Show me any cracks that I have in my foundation.
Yeah.
And help me. Help me.
Right.
I don't want no cracks. I want a solid. Your love is solid. I want a solid foundation. That's what I want. And I'm going through some stuff. Transitioning. Thank you. And in order to get rid of some things, I needed to know and the root cause. Why do I keep going back there? Why do I keep going back to that? Why? Show me, Lord. And he was so faithful not too long ago to show me something in my life. He showed me what I was chasing. For someone who has physically seen Jesus, as someone who has experienced his sweet presence and been held the hand of Jesus, I didn't understand why I didn't get to go home with him. I didn't understand why I had to stay here. But it wasn't my time to go. So I didn't see heaven. It was just sitting on the clouds being held by Jesus.
Right.
He so sweetly revealed to me that I've been chasing that feeling I felt in that moment with my Jesus. But he so sweetly told me, quit chasing that feeling. You don't have to chase it. I'm with you always.
Right.
It's okay. It's okay. Quit chasing them feelings. And just know I'm with you. I'm with you. I love you. And it's going to be okay. And you know, whenever we accept Christ and we make the decision to turn around and start walking to the Father and running to the Father instead of away from the Father,
right.
Something beautiful inside of us happens. It's like that cross behind you. When we receive the Lord and his Holy Spirit moves inside us and dwells in us, and we take up communion. We take up that communion with him. It is by the power of God through Jesus Christ that transformation begins. It is by the power of God and through the Lord Jesus Christ that sin begins to be revealed. And then we make the decision to get in line or not.
Right.
And whenever we decide to get in line with the Word of God, what the Holy Spirit ministers to our spirit, to our soul, then sin takes flight.
Right. Yeah.
But it's only by the power of God through Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And there's no other way around it. No. If you try to get it any other way, I don't know what your word says, but my word says you're a thief.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
Yep.
If you do not know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to ask this question. If you died today, do you know that you know where you're going to go? Do you know?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
If you don't know where you're going to be when your time here is done on earth, when you shed the shell, if you don't know where you're going to be, I want to encourage you to cry out to Jesus. I want to encourage you. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't. You don't have to get cleaned up first.
Nope.
He wants you as you are. Yep. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to do it for you. If you don't know where you're going to go, do you believe in God? I hope you said yes. Do you believe in His only Son, Jesus Christ? I hope you said yes. Do you believe that He died and rose again? I hope you said yes. Because He did. He loves you that much. Then just say this simple prayer. Lord, I'm sorry. I've been so wrong. Father, forgive me. I can't do this life without You. Lord Jesus, would You send Your Holy Spirit to live in me? Will You teach me Your ways? Will You be my Lord? Jesus, will You be my Lord? Amen.
Amen.
It doesn't have to be fancy.
No.
It just has to be from the heart.
From the heart.
From the heart. Any last words, brother?
No, I mean, that's powerful in itself. The only thing I could just add on top of that is that wasn't expecting this to happen, but
I wouldn't either.
that's just how the Holy Spirit moves, you know.
I wouldn't either.
So it's like the only thing when I come on, I said someone out there needed to hear all that. Someone needed to hear what I had to say. Put it all together into where you're at and where your walk is at, and you know, if anything, if you are a believer, it's just a rededication of yourself again to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Kind of a place, you know, just if it means you need a fresh new start, that's what you got to do to get the motor moving in the right direction. But no, that was beautiful. I mean, that's the end result is that is your relationship with the Lord and picking that up and going with it and letting the Holy Spirit lead you. I mean, but you know, you talked about how He helped clean you up. You know, He did the same thing with me. That's when I started listening and things that I knew I needed to get pulled out of my life that I didn't need to have anymore, that I thought were, you know, that were helping me physically, mentally, you know, the addictions I had to break myself, you know. So once you do have that fulfillment of Christ in your life, once you have that, you're kind of like where we're at, where all of us are at, in this room, you know, we can see how painful and how hurtful those things are to people. You really want them to have what you have, be able to see through your eyes of what it is. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. That's what I tell people, man. I go, because always, you know, some people will be like, you know, what's you're walking with you. I can't truly explain everything mm-hmm. to you about what it is. It is so in the core of your spirit that the expression that I can only bring out is a physical outward expression of what that is. It isn't till that moment that you have that happen in your life where the Holy Spirit downloads on you, and it turns into this. And this is what I say to people. I go, when that happens, then you know what you know about what you need to know about the knowing. And when you have that, there is no way that you can look at anything that's around you in any different kind of light now. It's almost like someone had a cover over something for so long and said, look, and you went, oh my God, that's horrible. That I didn't realize that. I don't understand. And then you said, okay, see that right there? And look all around you. That's what's happening. And you're like, in your heart, mm-hmm. your Come heart on. Hurts because you want what you know now. You want everyone you love and care about to know that same, to have yeah. that intimate knowledge of knowing what you know now because the Lord has exposed that to you. Mm-hmm. And I mean, personally for me, friends, family that I know, I'm like, man, I know these people and I know the road that they're on. And many of them are deceived and where they're at right now in their lives. And I'm being, all I could do is be the light in their lives to help. My prayer is one day that they'll just knock on the door, call me, come over and say, hey, you know, brother, cousin, friend, whatever, I'm going, I hear you now. You know, and bring them to that spot where I'm at. It's the knowing. It's the knowing that hurts our hearts more with everybody that we know out there. Because we see the darkness that really entangles them and holds them into mm-hmm. bondage. Amen. I add to what where we're at to that, you know. Amen. So
That was good. Thank you, brother. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Ernie Aragon. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, y'all.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.